I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Listeners often email us about music from around the globe that they think we should hear. For today's global hit, we turn to a man who listens to The World in Rhode Island. Carlos Martins is a big fan of music from the West African islands of Cape Verde, and it figures his family is from there. So when he suggested we profile one of his favorite Cape Verdean musicians, we asked Carlos to join us. So, Carlos, welcome to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Marco. It's a pleasure to be here.
What makes the music, first of all, of Cape Verde so special to you?
Maybe I would be biased because I am Cape Verdean, but to me, living in America and listening to our music is like connecting me with back home, and just there's a special feel to it. I think you can't duplicate that.
And how would you sell it to Americans? I mean, how would you convince Americans that they should listen to music from Cape Verde?
When you put it on, it makes you happy.
All right, well, let's put it on. Well, this happy music is provided by the musician, the Cape Verdean musician, Kim Alves. And Kim Alves is playing everything there. How did you discover Kim Alves, Carlos?
I was on a visit to a CD store, a Cape Verdean CD.
Here in the States?
Here in the States.
In Rhode Island.
And the guy in the store was actually playing that CD. And I was like, you know, I gotta have it.
Track there from the latest album by Cape Verdean musician Kim Alves. The album's called Danza das Ilhas, Dance of the Islands. Not only, Carlos Martins, you brought this CD of Kim Alves to us, you did one better. You brought us Kim Alves himself. Welcome to the program, Kim.
Thank you.
You are on a visit from Cape Verde to the United States, visiting the Northeast and Rhode Island. Who taught you these old songs?
I learned from my father. My whole family... From my mother and my father, it's all musician. It's a modified obligation.
It's like a duty, something that you have to do.
You are a family musician. You have to learn music.
I think a lot of our listeners who know something about Cape Verdean music will be surprised to hear the violin. How did you learn that?
From my father.
From your father.
It's a violin with a technique from a traditional instrument, cimboa.
Cimboa is a stringed instrument?
Yes.
Yeah.
One string instrument.
One string.
Yeah. They made it with the cocoa.
Coconut.
And then one string from a hose. The
horsetail.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to play.
You said that in Cape Verde, if your parents are musicians, it's your duty to teach your children music. I mean, violin is one of the hardest instruments in the world. Your father could have chosen something a little easier. Let's listen to another track. I'm intrigued by this one, mostly because I understand what it says. New Bedford, the town in Massachusetts that is home to a lot of Cape Verdeans. What style is this and why did you write it?
This is a samba. Play with a style from Cape Verde. The first immigration, they come from Cape Verde to New Bedford to the whaling.
The whaling industry.
This is the name from this song.
Thank you. So Kim, that's a cavaquinho that you're playing as the lead, as a lead voice. Uh-huh. How many instruments do you play?
I don't know. It's very simple to ask me the instrument I don't play. It's bad because I play one instrument I see I want to play.
A polyinstrumentalist more than a multi-instrumentalist. Carlos Martins, let me ask you something. Since you were recently in Cape Verde yourself, back in March, when you go into a record store in Cape Verde, is Kim Alves's music kind of purchased as popular music, or is it more of an aficionado music?
It's more of an aficionado because, you know, you can hear a lot of people singing in hip-hop and zouk. Okay, so most people, that's what they buy.
And that's kind of a dance music from the Caribbean.
Yeah, from the Caribbean. And what the Cape Verdean musicians did, they took it and they made it their own, you know, because that's just another thing that we do.
You always want what you don't have.
That's it, you know, because there's a saying in Portuguese, they say, you know, the saint from home does no miracles, okay? Santo de casa não faz milagre, because, you know, what you have at home is just another thing you have at home, and you don't value it as much as we could.
Well, we certainly appreciate your taking something from your home and bringing it to us here in the United States and right here in our studios at The World. Carlos Martins, resident of Rhode Island and a big fan of Cape Verde's own Kim Alves, thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cape Verdean musician Kim Alves plays nearly all the instruments on his CD, Danza das Ilhas, Dance of the Islands. There's a video of Kim Alves's unusual left-handed guitar playing technique, along with links to his webpage at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow for another spin of the world.